This is Earth and Sky on persistent drought in the Sahel region of Africa.
Drought in Africa created widespread famine that, since the 1970s, has killed more than 1 million people. Scientists have struggled to explain the drought. They've considered natural climate change and looked at human overuse of resources, overgrazing, deforestation, poor land management. They've considered air pollution from Europe and North America. Could this pollution be changing the properties of clouds over the Atlantic? Could it be disturbing the monsoons and shifting the rains to the south?
Martin Herling is a meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. He studies Africa's Sahel using computer modeling. The current theories on drought in the Sahel center on the North and South Atlantic Oceans, whose surface temperatures are known to be rising due to global warming. The work of Herling and others indicates a slight increase in precipitation in the Sahel over the coming century.
We would expect that there should be a wetting, if you will, of the Sahel. And indeed, one does see that happen in the majority of the 20 models that have been used to project the 21st century climate.
But according to Herling,
these models aren't perfect, so there's limitations to these models, to say the least.
There's more at earthsky.org. Our thanks today to NOAA. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.